T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Insider Calls on the line, I should say, is Brian Scalabrine. Insider Calls are brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Brian, let me start with this because I heard you the other night on the last week, I think it was, on the NBA Finals, the preview show. And I think it was after game one. And you came out and you basically said, hey, look, I know everybody's jumping on Phoenix and Phoenix is going to win this thing, but not so fast. Milwaukee's still pretty good. You've been proven correct so far as they came back home and knotted this thing up at two games apiece.
Yeah, so definitely I love the way that they played in game two that they lost, as well as game three. Love the ball movement. I think Giannis figured something out when he sat out of game five and six against Atlanta. Saw his team moving the basketball, saw how easy it was for those guys to get shots. They got a lot of shooters on this team. You have a big man like Brook Lopez that can stretch the floor, even Bobby Portis. It makes offense a lot easier. So I love that. And listen, I know they got a win the other night. That game could have went either way, but I did not like the way that they executed offensively. I think they went away from what was working for them in the last two games. Didn't think they played well offensively, thought that they were a monster on the defensive end. Drew Holiday hounding Chris Paul. And I think I told you or said to the people on the finals preview show, can't have Brook Lopez or Bobby Portis on Chris Paul. And ever since Holiday started guarding Paul, it's been a completely different story. But I will say this, if the Bucks play the same way, if both teams give the same effort in Phoenix, Phoenix will win by 17, 18 points. So I think they gotta level up, especially on the road, and they got to be more locked in. They got to get that ball moving.
You know, CP3 said after the game the costly turnovers were bad decision-making. Was it more of the defensive pressure by Holiday, or did CP3 just have a bad game?
So, yeah, I think it's one of those things where if you look at the turnover, like, in a box, yeah, you could say, man, it's a costly turnover, a bad play, but the way I look at it is Drew Holiday is a middle linebacker playing point guard out there. He's hard to screen. He gets through screens. He puts his body on people, pulls his hands back. So dealing with that, there is a residual effect for Chris Paul at his age of having to deal with a guy like that. He hasn't before. Even they always say, well, what about Patrick Beverley? The Clippers ran zone most of that series. So Chris Paul hasn't really had to deal with a guy like Drew Holiday on the defensive end. And I know Drew Holiday hasn't had the greatest offensive output, but, man, what he's doing defensively and taking Chris Paul completely out of this series so far. But you still got to do it. It's, you know, the three-game series with Phoenix having two games at home. Doing it on the road or shutting down a really good Hall of Fame player on the road or that guy being in his own building is not an easy thing to do. So we'll see what happens. Right. But I've just been really impressed with Holiday's defense on Chris Paul.
He's Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. And, you know, you could see last night, I mean, obviously Devin Booker can get his shot, but, I mean, the rest of those guys, for the most part, I mean, they're relying, as any team would, on a guy like Chris Paul to move the ball, get them the basketball and in opportune situations, and it just wasn't happening. So how important is it going to be for him to get back on track as this series shifts back to Phoenix for Game 5?
Yeah, so with great players, let's get more specific. Let's bring out the microscope, because that's what we can do when there's only, you know, one game every 4 days here in the NBA Finals, for whatever reason they're so stretched out, is the bigs of the Phoenix Suns, that's DeAndre Ayton, they got to figure out a way to get Drew Holiday off of Chris Paul. So then at that point, you create some separation, which creates rotation. And if Chris Paul, like his greatest strength as a player is having the defense rotate around and he's going to find the weakness. But because if somehow, some way, when DeAndre Ayton goes up to set the screen on Chris Paul, if he can create just like 4 or 5 feet of separation off of Drew Holiday, the Suns will have a great possession. They'll get a great shot. Will they make it? You know, like that's how basketball is. But I just know that it's all about getting a Drew Holiday off of Chris Paul. And if they can figure out a way to do that, he will play well. It's not one of those things where he just had an off game. No, he's having an off game because Holiday is stuck to him and he can't create any type of separation from him.
What's the ceiling for Chris Middleton, Brian?
So he's not a superstar player that goes and gets his own, but he's a very opportunistic superstar player. Here's a wild example. And, you know, you guys probably watched basketball before and seen at the highest level, right? Superstar players are not going to get wide-open 15-foot bucket, like wide-open 15-foot fourth quarter, last 4 minutes of the game shots. And he does that because Giannis, and everyone's worried about Giannis, DeAndre Ayton is down the floor, and they're worried about him getting behind the defense and throwing the lob and him catching the ball on the run. So, listen, give credit to Chris Middleton because once he hits one or two of those shots, then he has the ability to absolutely go off. But it's not one of those things where if the Phoenix Suns today sit down and say, we have to stop Chris Middleton no matter what, they can hold him to under 20 points. He's not that type of player. Like, I'm sure the Bucks are going in there saying, we have to stop Devin Booker. Devin Booker could still get you 40. So that's the type of superstar that Devin Booker is. But Chris Middleton would be fine scoring 17 and other people get it going. But the threat of him and the knockdown shooter and the threat of him knowing that if you give up one or two wide open shots, he has the capability of going off for 16 or 18 and a quarter. So that threat right there, or having a big night like 40 points or closing a game out with those big free throws down the stretch, that makes him a legit superstar alongside Giannis Antetokounmpo. But you eliminate Giannis, you know, and I know he's had his fair share of good games outside of Giannis, but if you eliminate Giannis from the equation, Middleton is getting a lot of defense in his face over the course of a playoff series, which will be really tough. But I love him. I think he's underrated as a player, and I think a lot of he benefits from Giannis, but that's how the NBA is now. A lot of guys benefit from other superstars on the court.
Brian, so the question that is being bandied about here in Cleveland since last night, we know Giannis made an incredible block here in Cleveland, the LeBron block in the finals of 2016 is legendary. And, you know, some people taking offense, wait a minute, that's not included. I almost think that, you know, as far as the circumstances for LeBron, game 7, about a minute to go, advantage LeBron. As far as the actual block itself and what – I don't know how Giannis did that. So go ahead and give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so degree of difficulty for Giannis, off the charts, right? Probably maybe 5 NBA players all time that could make that block. And, I mean, that is like even the timing of it, being in the coverage and then bailing out. I don't know if I've ever even seen that play before, but there's only a few guys that have that type of ability. But – with that being said, that Warrior game, no one scored a field goal for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. It's game 7. It's like if Iguodala dunks that ball, this thing is over. So, like, I don't think you can argue the moment. LeBron's moment was phenomenal, but the degree of difficulty of Giannis's block is something that we've never seen. By the way, we've seen LeBron run down 500 people and block a shot before. It's almost to the point, especially when he was in his prime. It's almost like you're like, I hope you do have a fast break so I can watch LeBron run you down and block your shot. And I used to watch NBA players. I used to crack up. Anytime you're playing against LeBron James, he's the only guy I've ever seen do this in an NBA game. Guys will get a fast break and they'll turn around and look, where's LeBron at? I got to make sure I find this guy because there is no way. I would have to say like the percentage of the amount of times he has blocked that shot, it's got to be in the upwards of 80% with him and one other guy. But that Giannis play, you might never see that play again. So obviously the degree of difficulty was amazing, but the moment of that block was insane.
Brian, how do you feel about the refs swallowing the whistle like they did last night on the Booker foul? Like, did they know for sure Booker had five fouls? I mean, and that would have exited the game. Like, I clearly that was a foul, but they didn't call it.
I'm glad you guys brought this up, but it's one of those things that if the Milwaukee Bucks would have lost that game and Booker would have had 6 points down the stretch, or Giannis didn't get that ball and finish it, this would be a huge, huge topic. Not just today. This thing will be talked about for years. The Milwaukee Bucks will talk about this for years to come. Everyone would talk about, remember Devin Booker and the superstar calls? So this kind of floated under the radar because Milwaukee did win the game and Giannis did finish that shot. But that was, I mean, as clear as day, it was a foul. I was surprised Devin Booker, I consider him a high IQ player. I was surprised that he did that. He didn't.
Yeah, me
too.
Like
he kind of lost his mojo and his swag by sitting out. We had this conversation earlier. It would have been, if I was Monty Williams, and it's easy to secondhand guess this stuff, right? But if I was Monty Williams, I would have tried to sprinkle him in some offensive possession down the stretch, right? Like there's, you can control with timeouts. You can control with fouls to give. Like, you could tell Devin Booker to guard P.J. Tucker and hang out in the corner. Do whatever it takes not to foul. I was surprised he sat him for 4 minutes and 55 seconds during that time when he was really the only guy with the hot hand. But that's a tough seat to sit in. That's why NBA head coaches, man, it's not an easy job.
So, Brian, before we let you go, we got to throw some Cavaliers basketball your way. And the Cavaliers, we know, have been struggling for a while. And they've got the third overall selection coming up end of the month. Colin Sexton trade rumors are out there. Now there's talk about, well, hey, maybe Evan Mobley. First of all, let me ask you, would a Colin Sexton trade to you for the Cavaliers make the best sense?
So I don't know what they believe in Darius Garland. I don't know if they're all in on him or not. So it's hard for us to judge like how they feel about another guy. But the way I look at this whole thing is, give me five versatile wings that can shoot threes and defend, and give me one point guard. I need one point guard on a team, and I need versatile wings. So I think Mobley would be a great pick. But if I'm going to trade Colin Sexton, I want another versatile. I want a versatile wing that can come in and shoot the three and, you know, and defend. And because, you know, you can play those guys at the two, the three, the four. Heck, man, you can even play those guys at the five sometimes if you go with small ball lineups. So I just don't – I think that's a little repetitive. But once again, I don't see Darius – I was super high on Darius Garland coming out. His rookie year, he was disappointing. Last year at times, he showed his brilliance. I have no idea what he's like in that gym. But I know Colin Sexton's in the gym twice a day, and he's super competitive. So I know how he is from an attitude standpoint. But if Darius Garland is lukewarm on how much he loves basketball, yeah, then I got to keep Colin Sexton. But if Darius Garland has that same type of passion to be great, he has the ability to do it, then I would look to trade Colin Sexton. But I got to see Darius Garland every single day in that gym and how he handles adversity, how he handles success, before I'm willing to move on a Colin Sexton.
Okay, one last thing, if I can follow that. You mentioned grabbing another wing guy, and it appears Jalen Green might be gone to Houston at two. Does Suggs fill that all the criteria that you're looking for in that wing player you just described?
If I get Suggs, I'm definitely trading Colin Sexton or Darius Garland. But Jonathan Kuminga is a big athletic wing who could shoot the three and defend a little bit. So there are some other wings in this draft. But if there's a time and you think Suggs is the best player and they are going to select Suggs, then one of those two guys is gone.
Brian, great stuff, man. Good conversation there. And looking forward to the rest of the finals, of course, not all knotted up at games, two games apiece. We appreciate your time and continued success. We'll talk to you here real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Brian Scalabrini. Again, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Shell V Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.